usabaga mbula kwa weekend na turanga na marama dorobo na manelewa ena bono wali bungo kalandi ena matentu New Zealand sana itini kaba laba nga kenda ndui lakuma ikina nando bono lomani obiti kenda sama ibaka itukutu kwa bono wali bungo New Zealand lakuma ibaka buli lakuma ibaka dhaka lakuma ibaka angito lakuma ibaka ngande se kenda sama ilio ni bono tunde itu ena bono binango au satoru tuko nangono binango mobi kinda pakitu gani na yadha tale na yadha nimbula na yadha ichisu karisto wana nanda turanga ena singa binanga nikua venga rabi tuko weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship kenda ipaka rawa na Planet FM ya baka ndio na baka tataro ni oti na baka itabi nga ingiri ngiri nga mai beitala talanga sele meki ilo laka 212-984-820 au nakatale 212-984-820 kani marau mikitu mingarabi weekenda ena mataka nisika nindain ndone bunau ewa rauta kitu mai weekenda ena kiri esten esuwa me rauti kenda baka binaka turanga kene marama dharubo kene wanelewa na iwali nilanga iburuburu ngo seikwaya na bose nikalu mwale ngaki na bose nikalu endina na bose nikalu ena lasu na tamate kede nga endina nga na bose nikalu kaya weekenda na baltambu sengani tamata mendo bose lasu Silubi ni tamata, mendo wisau, nanon nanuma. Sake mbali turanga kini marama, ena bless taki kenda na bose nikalu, ena raki nimbula ni tabutu, ni tao, na lubu iwale, na pakaloloma. Nambili raki nambedi, nambuli ni lenga, ke nambuli ni rabunabua. Sa rauti kenda rubina nga, na bose nikalu, ni singa dindai. Dua mandanga e kailabuana turanga, Jesus! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus! Rua, tolu! Pagando te manda rua tolu Jesus Jesus Toro somo no muita mendame Dona lesson ni kwa kenda na bulida Na nona tako so tisu mai cheriko Lesson ndo upuno utaki pagalemu Kenda sando rongo da bale we always hear this message about Jesus went to Jericho And Buddy Mears was on the road.
Can the Santo Roma de Valle when a telonome Jericho? When a tico can not put him on him,
but
in one sala.
But today we'll go as a Bible study.
Nico and the loud room and a bully volatam.
Maybe you heard it so many times on the preaching.
The Santo Roma de Valle when a bull now.
But today, let us go slow on Bible study.
Nico and the Valle Vamalu and a bully volatam.
Maybe there are issues there that we can copy from. Just to assist us because all of us need miracle. Ask your neighbor, you want miracle? Ask your neighbor, you want miracle? So if you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Mark. The Bible reading from the two senior pastors from chapter 10, verse
46-52.
And let us go to the Bible to hear what the Bible says.
They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, Jesus, son of David.
He shouted again?
Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. Many of the people scolded him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus stopped and said, Call him. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Get up. He is calling you. So he threw off his cloak, jumped up, and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you?
Hallelujah.
Jesus asked him. Teacher, the blind man answered, I want to see again. Go, Jesus told him. Your faith has made you well.
Imagine that. When the Son of God asked this man, a rejected man, a poor man, a beggar, Son of Man,
Son of God, the
Messiah,
talking to a poor man. And I believe we can learn something from this. We've been going to church. We know the Bible. But most of the time we are missing the miracle. See, this is one miracle. I'll share with you one miracle that happened 2 days ago. I have Ngasemori and Taltalanada from Narere. Taltalanada from Narere zone. Ngasemori from the city English. They decide to go with me to Lambasa on Wednesday. They pay their airfare. Then they will decide to come by boat from Nambuwalu to Natovi on Saturday morning. But on Thursday night, on Friday night, we were talking about the two boats that will leave Nambuwalu, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Taltalanga Site said the bus will leave Lambasa 2 a.m. in the morning. That is for the first boat. And the second boat, the bus will leave Lambasa at 6 a.m. in the morning. We were in the hotel and I was telling Taltalangaste, book their seat on the first boat. Few minutes later, he said, only one boat tomorrow. Yesterday. Only one boat. And I was thinking, if they come on the afternoon boat, they will arrive here at about 4 or 5. I don't know what time they will arrive at the carrier stand. So I told Taltalanga stand, just book their flight so we can go together. One seat in the plane is $150. One person. So I told him, just book their seat. Because we can pay tomorrow morning. My friend, after 10 minutes, after 10 minutes of discussion, I believe it was not more than 15 minutes. Taltalangase from Ba East, in Ba.
Taltalangase from Ba East, in Ba.
He said, according to his text, Gaselebo, I'm here in Bar. I'm just thinking of sending
$300.
Just to assist you in Lambasa. See, we're in Grand Eastern Hotel in Lambasa. Grand Eastern Hotel in Lambasa.
Grand Eastern Hotel in Lambasa.
Bamba Singa. Madhuata. When God spoke in Bar. He said, I just want to, the Lord has a place in my heart just to send you this money. So he sent $300. So when the $300, I said, okay, one fare for Pastor Nada and one fare for Gasemori. See, miracle can happen. It's not up to the miracle, it's up to you. Hallelujah. So I told, we were still there, and I said, Taltalte, you can go and pay the affair now. I have the money now. Somebody just send the money now. While we are talking here, somebody send the money. In fact, I read it to them. Taltalangaste stood up and walked outside. I said, here, take this number. He said, no, it is my duty to pay for this two's fare. Double miracle. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, he said, go ye therefore. See, the manna does not fall here. The manna falls in front of you. The manna that falls today, tomorrow will turn to worm. So you need to move forward all the time. Because the manna will fall in front of you. Tell your neighbor, you want to receive the manna or you want to receive the worm? Hallelujah. When Jesus said, go, therefore, he said, go. Leave your house and go into the street. Leave your house and knock on doors. Do something outside from your house, outside from your church. And the Bible says, for those who go, he therefore. The Bible says, and I will be with you as you go. How do you know that God is with you? Because miracle will happen left, right, and center. Oh, Ramashi.
Hallelujah.
So let us go back to the story. Let us hear what the Fijian translation says. Taltalaga 46 and 47
only.
See, there's a big scenario that this disciple is trying to tell us. Read again, Taltalaga Stotzi.
Arsayado ke Jericho.
See, the Bible says they come to Jericho. And then they come out of Jericho. Hallelujah. See, God is coming into our life, in and out. God is trying to get your attention. See, the Bible says he went in and then later he came out. In Jericho, nothing was recorded. Why? Maybe there is no miracle condition in the city of Jericho. In our life, every day, God is walking by. Every day God is walking by. Can you discern that God wants to perform miracle in your life? We say God is good. Tell your neighbor, God is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We always say God is good, and we say all the time. So my friend, there are so many times that God wants to perform miracle. See, God wants to perform miracle to the blind man. He's not going to church. He's not a church elder. He's not a tal-tala. So when God perform miracle, he perform to those that have the heart. And most of the time he perform miracle outside the church. He perform miracle to those that are not going to church. Because sometimes most of us that we come to church, we don't believe that God will continue to perform miracles. As you sit here today, you are expecting miracle to happen to you? Do you believe that? On Tuesday, I'll be going to Nambadi and Jerusalem. That is in Weilebu, in Samsab. I'm preparing myself for miracle. I'm preparing myself for a lot of souls to come to the kingdom. I will not pay that fare to go to Lambasa and drive down to Sabu Sabu for nothing. The Bible says, for those that seek him must believe. Amen. So So when you come to church, prepare yourself for God to perform miracles. Don't just come because it's a program. Smile to your neighbor, tell your neighbor.
Enough.
Start again. When he start to hear, then it was Jesus from Nazareth.
Right.
In those times, there were a lot of false prophets. That's why the Bible says Jesus of Nazareth. Because at that time there were a lot of Jesus. Now we know him by Jesus, but his real name is Yahshua. So you can say Joshua or Jesus. So many names can deprive from Yahshua, because Yahshua is a Hebrew word. That's why the Bible is written in such a way that it is Jesus or Yahshua of Nazareth. Not Yahshua of Lami, not Yahshua of Delenebesi, Yahshua of Nazareth. See, in our world today, there are so many people, there are so many things that they can say that they are the answer to your problem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when education comes, you shout. When the development comes, you shout. So many things that come by, you shout. But when Jesus of Nazareth comes, you don't shout. You kept quiet. You don't believe. You don't have faith. Praise the Lord. So when you come here this afternoon, are you ready? Are you ready to call out Jesus? Are you ready to call out Holy Spirit? I need that power to touch me. See, the miracle does not happen anyhow. Miracle happen because you are ready to receive the miracle. The miracle is already hovering this place. On this place is already here. It is just a matter of believing. I already share, you have to visualize. You have to visualize. You have to visualize. Then verbalize. Then it will materialize. There's a young man text me this afternoon.
Talala,
I'm 27 years old. I'm looking for a wife.
Hallelujah.
I want my wife to work and also to be a Christian. Do you ever think of your wife or your husband? Or you just go for the look and the tombe and the figure? You go to the dancer nightclub and you just look for those that have nice footing and two steps or three steps or four steps. See this young man asking, Taltala, can you pray? I need a wife that has a job and also a Christian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of us, including the one that's speaking today,
so we can
we never ask God for a wife. We look for how they walk.
And there is a lako say yambe yambe.
One long buininga.
Na buininga mbalabu.
You know.
See, some of us, we love because we know.
So we can then know what you can.
And some of the women, they're just waiting for their husband to be a macho man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We all have a different taste. But I'm not talking about your taste. I'm talking about that you must ask God for God to give you a nice woman and a nice man that is according to his will and his purpose. We come and say Jeremiah 29:11, for you alone knows the plan. But when you look for your spouse, you have your own plan. And when we stand up on Sunday, only God knows the plan that he has for me. It's just like a prayer. You're asking this, but you already tell God this is to happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor. That's the first condition. Hallelujah. Heart of expectation. Are you sitting here expecting God will perform miracle? Some of us, we are looking for jobs. Some of us, we are looking for promotion. Some of us, we want to go overseas. Some of us, we are looking for visas. Some of us, we are looking for airfare. Some of us, we are even looking for a new house or to buy a car. Remember, everything that we desire is in the presence of God. God knows that. God sees everything that you desire. I shared last week, when this is the plan of God, your prayer must be in line with the plan of God. This is the plan of God. Seek the plan of God. So your prayer must be in line with the plan of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number two. The Bible says then the large crowd rebuke him. Okay, let us go to the Bible. What the Bible says in verse 48 in English.
Many of the people scolded him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, Son of David, have pity on me.
In Fijian translation,
Arsalebunga, Ersavunu di Koya, Metikolo, Asangai Kadibakalebuzakina Kokoya, Nalubitevita.
See, when you seek for miracle or expect miracle, there are a lot of barriers will come your way. There'll be a lot of people coming your way. The Bible says there were a large crowd. Say with me, large crowd. Say with me, large crowd. Now, if the large crowd tried to stop him, where were these people? So we can only assess that this crowd, they were following Jesus or just sitting with Bartimaeus. So when you were expecting miracle or waiting for miracle, the very people will stop you. Those that follow Jesus or those that just your friend. Where was this crowd? Maybe a few blind men and beggars were sitting there. And then Jesus and his crowd. So the crowd that stopped Bartimaeus from asking for miracle, they are either walking with Jesus or the people sitting with Bartimaeus. Watch out, my brothers and my sisters.
the people will stop the miracle to happen to you are either your friend or the people that they know Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's a revelation. So be careful with your friends when you decide to surrender your life to Jesus. Because this crowd will be either your friends or the people like Peter and John and James and Bartholomew. We've been to a lot of villages in Fiji. Those that are stopping the miracle to happen in the village are the church folks. The church elders. They don't want the word of God to be preached in villages. But these people, they always confess that they are Christian. They are Tuirara and the Ndobu
now.
But these are the people with a kanikani in their hand and also in their face. And all sorts of swear words or foul words or lips come from their mouth. But they confess that they follow Jesus. They never pray, they never fast. Unless the church put it on them. Remember, my friend, when you want to walk with Jesus, when you desire the power of God, when you seek the miracle of God, be careful of your crowd. Be careful of your people. Be careful of your friends. Be careful of your relatives. Because only the crowd of Jesus, they will stop you from getting to Jesus. You will notice it with your relatives.
You're gonna kill everyone.
You will notice it with your friends.
You're gonna kill everyone.
There are a lot of testimonies about people. They come and they testify to me. They are even rejected from their father and their mother because they become new Methodists. Why they reject New Methodists? Because the church that preached the uncompromised word of God. I don't compromise the standard of God. When the word of God comes, it comes to the level of God. Peter or John, Matthew or Mark, when I preach the word of God, I preach the standard of God. Whether it's in a settlement town or city, even in the villages and even in the Tikina and Lesana, when I share the word of God, I share the meat. That's why people don't like it. Especially the crowd that follow Jesus. Because they are hiding as in a sheep clothes. Sunday they go to church. They beat the lali. They sing the song.
Sarong uti weekend na mosini kalau ni singa ni kuah. Sangke waka tau weekend dan nonton dingi-dingi. Ka weekend dari boletan buka sarungo dan nunggu bosa. Kata kapa kini ndua naka satu matavuku. Satu tu batik indua satara narbali. Enan dalini batu. Ike baka indua sarungo dan nunggu bosa. Kasini da kapa kini ndua naka satu matalilia. Satu tu batik indua nata mati satara narbali. Enan dalini nuku. Nina tau na uda. Dogo nandu mbui. Na liwa na dhangi. Na tambaka na bali kwa ya. Enan bali. Sakali unano na bali. Sabi mbuli eni weekend tu rangeni marama dhorubo kinu wanilewa. Ena munu olibu kwa New Zealand na mwosa nikalu wende sarungwada. Na numutiku nga tuwa garautu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nanda mbula ena singa binaganikuwa. Nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tukuni watu tukuni waridake. Waka lunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa binaganikuwa. Ameni.